Tough loss for the Pirates. Morrow wins 3-2, and we have Emily Meyer with us, the head coach for the Pirates. And first of all, it had to be a tough loss to give up those three in the third.
Yeah, I mean, a two goal lead is the worst lead to have in hockey. So, you know, for it to end in the fashion that it did, it's just, I think that's what's the most heartbreaking part about it. And I mean, we were coming out into the third period and we said the next goal is going to be the deciding factor. It's tough. It's tough for these girls that really left it all out there. And I mean, truly believe that it was our year, and for it to slip through like that, it's tough.
Especially when you scored two goals in the first 26 seconds into the game. Jocelyn Field got that rebound, and her sister got a terrific shot later in the period. You were jacked.
Yeah, we were buzzing.
Crowd,
we were
jacked.
Absolutely. I mean, and that was something that these girls knew the moment that the puck went into the back of the net. This place was just going to be electric, and for the crowd to just go up in an uproar, I mean, it just showed, I mean, how much this community really backed this team and really supported them and cheered them on, because it was, I mean, I'm very, very thankful for the Crookston community and coming and supporting this great group of girls.
It was, I would say, a full house. They had people standing, and people standing behind them. It was double row standing on the upper decks here.
And that's, again, I mean, and it was Crookston fans through and through, and I mean, even the support when they were cheering against the Warriors too. I mean, it's fun. It's having it here in our own barn. We just wish that it went the other way.
Second period, nobody scored. I think you each had a power play in that second period. Your goalie played outstanding. I think Campbell had 16 saves in that second period.
Yeah, and she really stood on her head, and she was really dialed in on the first. Everything. I mean, it was just, I really wish we could have kept the pucks out from in front of her and took those bodies out, because if she would have seen those three that went in, it's tough, because they all came from the point, and if she would have stood tall and just saw them, she would have had them.
Third period, the big goal was the Markalka scored from the shot from the point, and that was early in the period, and that really I don't know if it turned things around, but it certainly pump them up.
It definitely put the ball back in their court, and it gave them a second wind, and that's tough. It's tough to not get down on yourself and really let that goal affect you, and for it to just kind of shake it off, it's hard to do. I mean, you can't just say that it's going to be just fine, because deep down inside, it's tough to get back into that and refocus and get back onto the grind. So it's tough, because that really, I think, was the momentum change.
And they scored two goals a minute 20 part late to take the lead with 6.5 minutes to go. And I think you're right. I don't think Campbell's seen any of those three shots. They went up over.
And they knew. I mean, that's the only way to beat her. Because if she sees shots clean, they're not going to go in. And for them to, I mean, they put two people in front. They're hard to move. We didn't want to draw penalties because we wanted to stay out of the box. And if we would have pushed them around too much in front, we were hoping that, I mean, I don't know. It's tough. It's just tough, because those shots we wish we could have blocked. We wish we could have gotten out there. And, I mean, these girls really worked their tails off.
You can't, even though what happened here, you can't take away the game and the season that Campbell Friggie has had for you this year.
No, and I mean, this game can't take away anything that these girls have worked for. I mean, seeing them from the beginning of the season playing Prior Lake, and, you know, we really got our butts kicked in the season opener, and we thought, like, oof, this is going to be a lot of work to get everybody to play together and get everybody to come together as a team and as a family. And, I mean, it was a lot of work getting here, and these girls put in a lot. These girls went through a lot of adversity. They overcame a lot of struggles and frustrations, and, I mean, it just brought them even closer, and they really came and gelled together here at the last part of it. And for it to go down this way, it's just not what we had hoped. It wasn't the story that we really started writing, but I don't know. It's just tough, because, I mean, this group of seniors, I mean, with Reese Swanson, Cassie Solheim, Brinley Coleman, Morgan Nelson, Brecken Tall, I mean, they've all played together. They've left their mark, and for it to be done this way, it's just, they were the group. It's tough that we couldn't have gotten it done for them.
It's a tough a double whammy for the seniors, their last game of their high school careers. But you mentioned the seniors, and they're going to be almost impossible to replace. But you do have a pretty good rest of the team is back.
We do. And, I mean, they're leaving big shoes to fill. And we got to make sure that in this off season that we really start grinding, because we don't want to feel like this ever again. It's one of those things where we really wanted to knock off the Warroad Warriors, and for us to be ahead 2 goals in the first and for it to end 3-2 game, I mean, that's got to leave a bad taste in your mouth. And for it to be at home too, I mean, we just wanted it a lot more than they did.
Well, we feel for you and the team. Tough loss, but as you said before, it doesn't take anything away from the outstanding season you had. I know the girls down the road will remember that and remember this season for the rest of their lives. So it's a good learning experience for them all. And, Coach, we congratulate you and your staff on a great job this year.
Yes, thank you, Frank.
You bet. Emily Meyer.